On today's MVP Baseball, we talk about all the MLB free agency news that has surfaced in the last week. We also talk about Lance Lynn and Adam Eaton to the White Sox. And we also talk about Robinson Cano's suspension. But first, without further ado, let's get started.
This is MVP Baseball. I've already made
me. Season 2, Episode 2.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
This is Episode 2.
I'm Zayden, and I'm joined by three co-hosts. I'm Ace and Carson. And we're going to talk about a number of things today, but we're going to start out talking about free agency. So, I guess I'll just go to Jaime and let him blab his mouth about something.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay.
Just talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about. You can talk about James McCann.
James McCann. James McCann better than Yasmani Grandal.
Idiot, all right?
Okay, can we talk about the Carlos Santana signing, which made no sense? I'll talk about it. It doesn't make sense. Of course, the Royals are signing up washed players in like their mid 30s. Carlos Santana.
Wilson Ramos is there.
God damn.
Most likely, yeah. Hey, he can replace Salvador Perez somehow. Let's see. I expect the Royals to get an outfield. I expect
I don't
the Royals.
Think Santana's fit to catch again.
I'd expect Santana. No. What am I saying? I thought the Royals would go after an outfielder because outfield is terrible offensively. I think we can all agree on that. Like the Cubs' outfields. Oh, sorry. I'm at the White Sox. The White Sox.
that doesn't make sense, but okay.
I don't agree. I mean, why do you get Santana? You have Ryan O'Hearn, the GOAT. No, that's all I have to say. Any comments, guys? Carlos Santana?
Yeah. James McCann. What do you think about his? Even though he hasn't signed, the Angels are in on him, too.
I mean, the Mets are interested, but I thought they'd be going after JT. But I guess they're all in the Lindor sweepstakes.
I saw something that it might be like 4 years, $60 million.
Alderson said he's not gonna make.
Is he like in his 30s?
Yeah, that's an overpay.
Look. Here's what the Mets need to do. They need to get Lindor.
He doesn't deserve four
years. Lindor, Springer, Bauer, and trade for Chris Sale, trade for Mike Trout. Get Tim Tebow for left field.
Every Mets fan would believe that if he told it to him.
Tim Tebow for the future. Yeah, but James McCann does not deserve a 4-year deal from the Mets. I'd rather give that to JT.
He deserves like 2 years.
Hey, what's that MLB page that said that Jason Castro was better than James McCann?
MLB nerd.
Yeah, what an effing loser.
God, here we go. All right, are you done, Jaime?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Mason. Free agency.
What? Well.
Oh, God.
Blah, blah, blah. Speak up.
Well. One thing, Royals had no reason to sign Santana. It's just useless. Especially wasting much money
something?
On him.
No.
No.
Okay.
How about we talk about different players that I didn't talk about? How about that?
Well, you talked about like every single player.
All the same players signed,
I have something I
want to
idiot.
Talk
about. I talked about Santana and McCann.
Okay. Anyways, McCann didn't deserve a 4-year deal.
I have something I want to talk about.
Okay, you can wait your goddamn turn. So, Lance.
Whoa!
Can I do that?
We're talking about free Dick. Agency. I was gonna save him for our next segment.
Man, y'all know Zayden's gonna like, you know, he do a little thing to him.
I'll start your bullshit.
Well, who else on?
Well, Eaton. I'm gonna talk about him, but I mean, if you want to.
Watch the White Sox finish third in the division next year.
Mm. Well, then that's
fucking idiot.
Well, those are like the only players that are worthy talking about. Like, then Jaime's yelling at me saying, "Oh, yeah, get some different people." Like,
no, that's well, yeah, it gets boring. It gets boring when you talk about the same players over and over. I thought we knew about this already during the playoffs.
Maybe. Let's talk about the Angels.
Well, who else am I going to talk about? Hard. Literally two people have signed.
That trade for who is it? Rafael, what's his name?
Rizel
or Rizel.
They had they got Jose Iglesias, which they got fleeced in that deal for 1 year of a shortstop who's only had one good above average hitting season.
Is he even good fielding?
I
yes
think
or no?
Had, like a negative DRS. I didn't fully look.
Yes. What? I thought he was a good fielder.
Nick Ahmed is the best shortstop in MLB.
Ricky Martin was a better fielder than Iglesias on the Orioles. Anyways.
I don't know. I thought he was good. I don't know.
Not sure what stats you're looking at.
I don't know either. I said I haven't looked. Dumbass.
Well, look. Oh, look!
Shut the fuck up, Jaime.
Okay.
God damn it. Post-person sent me.
It's always been my bitch.
All right.
Is it from F the Mets bullpen, that liberal garbage?
No. God. Here we go, man. Just, you know.
Fine, we'll stop getting off topic for like 5 minutes.
All right. Are you done, Nathan?
If that. If we're just talking about people who have signed, I guess that's all I can say.
Who will the Cubs sign next?
Cubs DFA Craig Kimbrel to make room for new free agent signing Hector Rondon.
How about Scope or Lestella is who I'd like to get.
I mean, I guess we could talk about Matt Whistler
or Brad Hand.
Underrated Giants. Relievers.
I mean
he was good. Like a 14
he was good last year, but in 2019.
The Twins do this weird thing where they like claim relievers off waivers and try to like work with them.
Like, they're playing Moneyball.
Yeah.
Hey, Archie Bradley to the Phillies, because the Phillies need a bullpen guy who could throw under an ERA of 4.
They can't do that.
Hey, Archie Bradley can throw an ERA of like 3.90. That's good.
Oh, okay. Whistler had a 3.35 fifth this year.
Trevor Bauer.
The fuck are you... What about Trevor Bauer?
Oh, no. Trevor Bauer should have been third in Cy Young, but...
Wasn't his, like, three...
DeGrom or Bauer. DeGrom or Bauer.
All right. God damn it. We already talked about this in the last podcast.
Fine. Talk about your meteorite of a pitcher.
Well, I'm going to go to Carson because he said he wanted to say something.
What happened? Say that again.
Oh, you're such a...
What the hell did he
God
say?
God damn. He called Blaine Slim.
Oh, my God.
Give me like 280.
Yeah, he's fat, but he can pitch. Go ahead.
I mean, he didn't do that good this year, to be honest.
Wait, what's the subject, Lance Lynn? Free agent, like, basically just the signing that happened.
Yeah, just the and James McCann news.
Well, the Reds made a blockbuster signing. They signed Dwight Smith to be their video game guy. I'm just anyways, McCann, I think it's either the Angels or Mets that get him. I think it's going to be the Mets, though. The Angels should focus on pitching.
4 years. What a shit deal.
Yeah, fuck it. No. All right, anything else? All right. Well, I guess, you know, I'll talk about Adam Eaton. Let's see, was it 1 year, $7 million, and then like $8.5 million option?
Who are we talking about again?
Yeah. White Sox will probably pick up that option.
Oh, that guy. Former D-back, by the way, people.
Former White Sox. Dude.
Former Washington National.
Right. So, what the fuck?
His words.
You signed fucking Adam Eaton instead of going after Brantley or Peterson, maybe even Springer.
Hey, he's like the 20th best center fielder in the MLB.
White Sox signed Juan Lazard for 5 years. The White Sox have like the 20th highest payroll, but they also
the pay ghetto the biggest
markets, which is completely fucking asinine.
Imagine Zayden walking to the White Sox game, and all of a sudden a gunfight breaks out between two gang members.
Okay, dude.
It'll be like an IRL match of Modern Warfare.
Oh my god! All right, damn. White Sox took the easy way out. Signed Adam Eaton.
Hey man, you talking trash about my team? Talking trash about my team, bro?
All right.
Yep. You have a problem, dude. You have a problem.
Praise him. Say he's one of the best owners.
Oh, because he's a World Series champ. People are just afraid to fucking criticize the owner.
Well, at least he's not Dan Snyder, who probably sue you if you criticize him. But whatever. Everyone's just waiting for the White Sox owner and the whole family to die, to be honest.
All right. So that's that. Next, we're going to talk about something. Okay, and? Oh, my God. All right, go ahead, Jaime.
I mean, Lance Lynn, he had a pretty good, 2019 season where he's a Cy Young contender. 2020 wasn't that good because if you look at his FIP, it's like over 3.9, which isn't that good. He could probably have a bounce back season with spring training. But if Lance Lynn and the rest of the rotation could do good, who's that other guy? Is Michael, starts with a K. Kopech. Yeah. Cuck. If they can do good, I think the White Sox can have a top 5 rotation. Am I crazy? Yeah, I'm probably crazy.
Wait, whoa. Did you just give
the White Sox? Yes, enjoy it, dude. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Okay, here's
another Tim Anderson joke.
No, move on. Mason,
Tim Anderson is... Javier Baez is better than Tim Anderson. It's facts. It's facts.
Go ahead, Mason. Oh my god. You're just trying to.
Yeah. That's basically it.
That we're not gonna have.
I'm pretty good at it too.
Special.
Hey, okay, Carson.
I'm not fucking listening to you anymore. Go ahead, Mason.
Lynn.
Oh, he wants to say hi.
Fucking asshole.
Yes.
Can I go now? Well.
Be sure I this... got you.
That's timey for you. But. Lynn,
Can you talk? Can you talk, dude?
If
man, the White Sox is just got Bartolo Colon. I swear to God.
White Sox should have gotten Chris Flexen. He'd help the rotation a ton.
Guess it won't be a little time. Anyways.
It's okay, Carson.
What the fuck is that? All right, there we go. Go ahead. No. Mason. God damn.
All right, well, it's pretty clear that the White Sox are trying to win right now. And by doing that, they are rushing their
like Michael players.
Cook. In Madrigal. Bond's probably going to get called up. You know, we
I mean, the White Sox are just trying to find a new Chris Sale.
Dude, you guys are rushing your minor league players.
We didn't rush. Madrigal was ready.
No.
Mason, oh. you got to think. Oh, they had to find a new Chris Sale somewhere.
He played good, I mean, until the playoffs came, and then he
fucking... Yeah, like Dallas Keuchel. Like
fucking idiot.
To be honest, I want to know. I want to know his exit velocity and BABIP.
Well, I mean, he's always had...
now you're...
He's always had a low exit velocity and high BABIP, but he always has a high fucking... OEP.
Okay, but how often does he walk?
I mean, not as often as I want, but I mean...
Okay, probably, anyway.
Don't look probably at his OPS. Look
probably
at
has like a 40% strikeout rate.
What? He never strikes out. That's like one of his main things.
Oh, he's the next Joey Votto, for sure, dude.
Anyway... well, if the White Sox, barring a divine miracle, win the World Series within the next few years, then we'll be the winners of that trade. But if they don't, then they're going to lose because obviously Dunning's going to be playing longer.
Okay, Zayden, here's the next 90-year drill.
Oh, my God. Jaime, you're a fucking idiot. Your team's got
okay,
one
your series. Team has, like,
one.
Three.
How many World Series do the D-backs have since...
I like how you specifically picked 2005. I like how you specifically picked 2005.
Go ahead, Carson. You're fine.
What are you, a liberal?
Shut the fuck up. Go ahead, Carson. Okay, dude, we're not doing
oh, shoot. Joe Biden's at my door. What ballot, sir?
Carson, go. Lance Lynch.
I like
go, Carson.
I have mixed feelings on the trade. I see it as kind of a win for both sides. I don't know if it was worth giving up Dunning, but it could have been worse. It could have been a Mets trade. Anyways, yeah, their team looks good so far.
BBW.
That's all I think.
All right. The fact that we rush prospects is really wrong and incorrect. Madrigal was ready. Robert was ready.
I wouldn't say Madrigal's ready yet.
I don't think Vaughn's ready.
Yeah, but you guys are going to bring him up like next year.
Oh, yeah, we will. Well, I think he could come up like in the middle or at the end, but I think he might like... he might be in there in April, I'd say.
Does anyone remember when the Texas Rangers had Corey Kluber, Lance Lynn, and Mike Minor and still missed the playoffs?
Does anyone remember in 2018 when the Mets had Jacob deGrom, Zach Wheeler, Noah Syndergaard, Steven Matz, who was solid, and Jason Vargas?
Rick Porcello.
No, I'm talking about 2018.
Oh, okay. Remember when the White Sox had Stan Canerco?
Sandcastles.
All right, I think it's time for you to just quit talking.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. I'm talking about Lance Lynn.
And you remember when the White Sox had Shoeless Joe Jackson and like eight, like seven other dudes? They got banned from baseball.
All right, right, right. Lance Lynn, win-win for the Rangers and the White Sox. There you go.
Remember in July 2019 when
an idiot again.
Pitch came in against the Mets and blew a lead or blew a game. I'm sorry, I had to bring.
Remember the playoffs this year where the Athletics beat the White Sox?
Oh, remember the playoffs where the D-backs didn't play?
You lost to the the Athletics, bro. Seriously. You lost to Jake Lamb. You lost to Jake Lamb.
You guys lost 40 times, but okay. You guys lost 40 times.
60-game season.
We won't talk about that.
60-game season.
What? And you still lost 40 times in a 60-game season.
Yeah, that's a compliment, dude.
22, and if it was a full season.
No, we're not the Mets.
Oh my God!
Here, Carson.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you sing that one Mets song? Like it's the Mets, that song.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen multiple posts of it.
Can you sing it?
No.
Okay.
All right. Next topic. Robinson.
Oh.
Go ahead.
The best way to describe Cano is like. The goofy meme where he says, "I'll effing do it again." That's the best way to do it. Or have you ever seen that SpongeBob meme where, like, when he's a quickster, he's like, "You want to see me do it again?" It's kind of funny. I have to enjoy it while it lasts because Ketel Marte might be caught soon.
Yep.
Claimed by Mason, who has little to no credibility.
Oh, I have credibility in the world, bud.
Yeah, he has MLB.
Okay, whatever.
Rumors. Don't mess around with him.
Yeah, he's an Instagram page called Cubs Win. Don't watch out. God
damn it,
bro! Only like 5 people watch our podcast. Fine, listen. Who did Mr. Perfect listen to the podcast?
No, you didn't.
No, I thought we back here. That's like.
You didn't say that, man.
I'm surprised he liked our podcast, especially after those jokes I made about Tim Anderson.
Okay, can you just talk about Robinson Cano? God fucking damn it, Jaime. You keep going off topic. You're going off topic more this podcast than like any other fucking one. So can you just talk about
Yeah, Robinson I would say Cano? The Robinson Cano and Edwin Diaz, whatever the name was, That trade was like amazing for like 2 seconds, and has backfired like a nuclear bomb. F you, Carson, and F you guys. To be honest, and that's all I have to say. Well, at least Carson's taking it well. He hates Cano, anyways. Yeah.
He's gonna go off. He said he was gonna go off, but we all know that.
F the Mets bullpen Instagram page.
I would be a better go page.
Ahead. Here we go, man. All right, Mason, go ahead.
Cano was a fucking idiot. I remember.
Dang, bro, are you serious?
Remember the first time we got suspended was I was in English class and I just opened up my Chromebook and looked up, I don't know, MLB probably.
And he starts dying in class.
It's like, what the fuck? And Cano got suspended. It's like, cool. 2 years later, happens again. I'm a fucking idiot.
No, Robinson Cano does steroids. Ketel Marte, insert, how can I learn this power meme?
Bro.
All right, go ahead, Carson.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
About the trade, but happy because it saves us money and we don't have to have him ruin our offense or kill rallies or whatever. I'm mad because now the trade didn't work out and we only got a reliever for a outfielder who's like compared to like Mike Trout and crap. That's all I have to say.
Is that it? Well,
now we can move McNeil to second, which is his natural position, and have Nimmo on left and sign a center fielder.
George Springer?
What? Okay. No, Juan Ligares for Union.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
Time the fuck out. Hold on. Didn't you say you were going to go off, and then you just, like...
I mean, the last time I seen Carson Mal was when I read out his address in that Instagram chat.
Bruh.
That's all. All right. I'll just say Robinson Cano. Fuck you. There we go.
You know, Robinson Cano is being next episode of Family Guy. You think the it's bad? Remember when I caught Robinson Cano taking steroids?
Stephen Matthews is gonna be on it too. He's gonna be the trash can in the background of the kitchen.
Alright. One more topic. And that'll be Lynn Cass.
F that dude.
Left the Cubs. Broadcast.
What a load of shit.
I love how he says that. You know he's about to go off.
Right, to join the White Sox.
Dude went from like a Superman. He went from like a mansion to like a cave underground.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
The White Sox radio? Really? Really, Lynn Casper?
That was just a dick move.
He chose radio over broadcasting because he wants to call a World Series.
Yeah.
The Cubs got rid of him.
Well, sure as hell, he was wearing a Joe Biden shirt.
Better chance than the Cubs.
Lynn Casper is more of a sell than Zayden.
Okay, but... Yeah.
And hold on, I got a question. Mason, do you like Marquee? Because I see a ton of Cubs fans just absolutely hate him.
Well, I don't even know what I think about it. It's bullshit how they're handling it.
Is it Chris Myers in the podcast booth?
Yeah, he's one of them.
Chris Myers. I actually like him.
He's one of the candidates to be our next broadcast replace Lynn Judas Castro.
I think the Cubs should get Joe Buck.
They should hire Gary Gaffney. He sounds so boring when he talks in the Mets booth.
They should get that one White Sox guy who's like,
fucking bullshit, man.
Like, who's that biased guy from the White Sox? Like, you think he's about to yell at the N-word when the umpire Tony messes up?
Which one?
Dude, God.
Who Carson, who? Oh, wait, no, he's not an announcer.
This is my segment.
We're talking about Hawk
Harrelson.
Ken Harrelson.
No, we're talking about Lynn Goddamn.
Fine, go for it.
Yeah, but Jaime's going off top.
Go for it, Mason. Go.
I know he does.
That is betrayal. 16 years. 16 years. And leaves it for Sox Radio. Like, that's a downgrade and a half. It doesn't make sense.
You're the only one. You think that, but he obviously didn't think that. He knows more than all of us. So, yeah, that's a downgrade, according to you guys, you know.
He says he wanted to be a radio broadcast. Poor shit. He wanted to be a dick and take more money.
How much money did they give him?
He called the White Sox. The White Sox didn't call
him. How much money did they give him, actually?
Still got more money.
So that shows he didn't want to be with the Cubs.
Huh?
He didn't want to be with the Cubs.
No.
The White Sox were not going to go
out. Zayden, are you speaking out of a potato or like what?
Nah. He's speaking out of his ass.
No, that's literally what happened.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
He's a traitor.
Alright, keep going.
He's fucking executed for treason.
We should lynch him.
Oh my god. God damn it. I mean, I guess that won't matter. Us and the three
well,
people who listen.
I think, like, girls say that boys don't understand the feeling of betrayal, but Mason understands it now.
All right. Marshall, do you have anything to say about
this? I don't know why he would want to downgrade from... I understand just, he got more money, but why would you want to just spend, like, 2 minutes calling on the radio?
That's the only reason.
Do you guys even know the contract?
How much money is he getting? Assuming that.
I don't know.
The White Sox have money.
It sounds like you guys are just pulling information.
No. Listen. Look. Yeah. Len Cashmore was at his house. No.
He just spent $7 million
Who's the White Sox owner? Say his name again, Zayden. Look, so Len Casper's at his house, and Megazord comes over to his door and knocks and comes in and says, Hey, Len Casper, I want you to broadcast games for me. He's like, I don't know, man, with the Cubs. I'm loyal to that squad. Then he says, oh, yeah, really? How about you check out outside your window? Then Len Casper looks outside his window and sees a dump truck full of gold. Then he says, you know, I changed my mind. Is that accurate, Mason?
More than likely.
Okay.
No, he goes like, to the mall and buys a White Sox jersey.
Oh, he gave like, Adam Eaton a pot Sox of gold.
Well, Adam Eaton isn't
compared to the quality of him. You know the White Sox haven't signed someone for over $100 million.
Adam Eaton isn't Jewish.
It's because
I have a thing I want to talk about after.
Oh my god!
That's because they don't. Okay, Jimenez is gonna be the first White Sox to get $100 million deal.
I mean, you never know.
Megazord.
Oh, you think he can just? You think he can just put a gun up to the player's head and say, "You're taking $100 million to keep this straight going"?
I feel like he does.
He pulled out a double barrel shotgun and a noose.
Dude, god damn it!
Bruh, right, Megazord treating his players like slaves, to be honest.
Snake, Judas, traitor.
Judas, traitor, okay.
Treason. Yeah, Judas, that's Lynn Casper.
Whoa.
So Lynn Casper wanted to make an advance in his career, and now he's a traitor who should be executed 2.0.
Yeah. An advance? Are you kidding me? White Sox radio? Yeah.
Well, he wants to call World Series, and he can't do that in the broadcast booth.
And he can't do it with the White Sox either.
Yeah, he has a better chance the White Sox can
come. Watch the White Sox follow the same. Listen to me. Watch the White Sox follow the same path of the Cubs, where they're good for like 4 years. But unlike the Cubs, the White Sox won't win a World Series.
I mean, you're
just talking. Oh, the irony! Right now, the irony of you. Okay.
Well, at least we're not the D-backs, and we're just mediocre for 5 years.
Okay, then. You know? Okay, yeah.
You guys, you're so used to mediocre.
Yeah, it's Arizona. It's believe it or not, we are very complacent.
I have a thing I want to talk about.
Thank you for listening to MVP Baseball. Catch us once a week during the off season. 3 times a week during the regular season and postseason.